This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Jeff is in Cleveland. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Jeffrey.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. Yeah, I think, you know, you guys actually were smoking Dylan. I mean, he's been getting smoked over the radio, on the internet.
Well, you're saying TV. We were smoking him?
Oh, man, did you hear Daryl Rido talk about
this guy? Oh, well, you guys. Yeah, like, when you say you guys.
That's not Andy Baskin or Jeff Phelps.
Yeah, I was taking that. I took that personal. Yes, go ahead.
We're individuals here at the Fan, Jeff.
Everybody actually been having their foot on Dylan's neck. He finally took their foot off his neck, and he had a chance to breathe and talk. And unfortunately, that's what he said. He had a chance to talk. He did some good, and he said, "Okay, now it's my time to talk." But he's been getting smoked, man. Shadur been smoking him, man. Go Browns.
Okay, thank you.
Can't have nice thing.
Shouldn't smoke on a football field. Len Dawson, famous for that.
You know,
Super Bowl halftime.
If there's kids watching, do we want to be impressionable on the kids smoking?
Len Dawson had a butt going.
It's a bad scene. We don't want the burnouts winning this war, do we?
The burnouts. I'll have 1979 for 200.
They were still burnouts in the 80s, just so you know that. They made it through a full decade. I'm having visions back to
Isn't it amazing? Only in our town where we don't have one quarterback are we worried about the guys who are third and fourth string.
It's who we are.
That's awesome.
All right, let's talk
is
Guardians.
Or is it just depressing? Is it awesome or depressing?
That too.
I think it would
be awesome if we had a number one quarterback like Patrick Mahomes. Like, it'd be, we all know what Mahomes is. Let's talk about the number three and number four quarterback. In fact, let's bring in a number five. And we'll talk about how the depth chart's going to play out. And if we do have to go to our number three quarterback, this is going to be great. We don't have a number one. We don't have a one. What is it? You know, the line is if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. We've heard that 1,000 times over, right? What is it if you have five quarterbacks? What is it then? Has someone invent the line because you've got a T-shirt.
Exhausting.
The Guardians, Jeff.
Yeah.
The Guardians
are speaking of legal.
Yeah. 3.5 out of the wild card now. 8.5 out of the Central.
Oh, man, Andy.
What happened this weekend?
No offense.
No.
End of story. Some no pitching, too.
Oh, man. I'm so bummed out about this.
This is why. All they had
to do was win one of those games. You get beat 10-1 in the middle game, and all you got to do is come back on Sunday and win. Just win.
Baby.
Who's their winning pitcher yesterday? Bummer? Bummer's the guy that got the win yesterday. He should be pitching for us. 17-5 they got outscored over the three games against Atlanta.
And in two games you scored one run.
Are we mad?
No. I'm not. I find it hard to get mad about the outcome of games when they play 162 of them. But I will say this is why I thought this team wasn't worthy of a major investment at the trade deadline. And obviously the front office agreed because they didn't make one. I just don't think overall the team is deep enough to think that we were right on the cusp here. They could still make the playoffs.
They are on the cusp. I mean, it's just the way that baseball is right now. They're on the cusp. There's no question.
They could make the playoffs, but I didn't think it was a big-time playoff team, and I'm glad the front office didn't trade away top prospects or anything like that.
And can you feel that on your neck? You know what that is? That's the Royals, who are a half game behind us right now.
Well, take a look behind them. I mean, it's pretty tight now.
You really want to be disappointed. Be disappointed in the Rangers because they were tied.
I don't care.
I'm just saying the Rangers were tied with the Mariners at one point for that last playoff spot when the Guardians were trying to creep their way up. It is kind of fun to watch. It's like watching the stock market a little
coincidence bit. Coincidence or no? Jose Ramirez 0-for-11 in the series. Guardians don't score.
That's not a coincidence. That's bad
correct.
News. There's no. That's just bad.
That guy's got a lot of pressure on him, and luckily he doesn't seem to be the kind of guy who's affected by pressure.
Hmm. The Yankees now have a 3.5 game lead on the Guardians. So it's just kind of a bummer. They had good crowds again this weekend. It was a great weekend to be downtown between that and the concert. And although I did see a lot of Braves fans walking around down here on Saturday.
Yeah, me too. Half a week of baseball, you're right back in this thing. If you can,
are they still kind of America's team?
Who, the Braves?
Yeah, a little bit. They were for a while there, remember?
Absolutely.
Because they were. They were the only National League team any American League city could ever see because they were all those games were on TBS.
And the Cubs.
And the Cubs, too. If you had WGN.
Yeah.
Not every cable system had WGN.
Correct.
Are you worried? Concerned? Is it over?
No, it's not over. However.
Bluto, is it over?
However.
He's rolling.
Okay.
The offense just isn't very deep. I mean, it's real simple. Offense isn't very deep. And maybe they've drafted guys this year and in the last couple of years that they can develop and get up here. I really think there have been missed opportunities this year. Juan Brito's injury, bad from the get-go, and he's still coming back. Chase DeLauder had a chance to go be the right fielder. That didn't work. Jonkenzie Noel had a chance to be an everyday player. He didn't hit. Nolan Jones comes back. Let's see that guy who hit about 300 with over 20 bombs in Colorado. Whoops. And said you have a slap hitter who has 3 home runs on the season. How does he have 3 home runs on the season? I was so glad they brought him back, Andy. And I was so glad they committed to...
He didn't have a bad day yesterday, though. Wasn't he on base 3 times yesterday?
Great.
I'm just saying, you're trying to get a guy out of a slump, that's a good way
You know I've been rooting for him like crazy.
I know.
Man, it's so frustrating. They just don't have very good offensive players.
We
can sit here and say contradictory things about it and try and dance around it. Their offense isn't very good. Why? Because they don't have very good hitters. Done. Or enough very good hitters.
Well, what do we have yesterday? As I like to do, my favorite game. How many hitters did the Guardians have under 200 yesterday?
Not very many anymore.
It's pretty good. Just Fry. Oh, no, Naylor. Forgot about Naylor. Although he had 4 hits yesterday. You can't lose a game when Naylor had 4 hits yesterday. I forgot about this. And they didn't win. How do you waste that? Arguably, he's your worst hitter on a normal, everyday, non-platooning situation. He had 4 hits yesterday, and they still lost 5-4.
Which players do you feel good about offensively?
Jose
is a given.
Kwan feels like he's coming back a little bit,
I don't feel good about Kwan.
He's hitting .281, though, still. He had 2 hits yesterday.
I feel good about Kyle Manzardo.
Manzardo has worked his way, but he was so in the hole that now he's hitting .238 and we're super excited about it.
I don't care about that. You know what I care about with him? 21 home runs, 55 runs batted in. I mean, he's a productive hitter. Dude is second on the team and runs batted in. That still means something, doesn't it, Dan?
I mean, sure.
There you go.
It's kind of luck-based, but yeah, all right, fine.
Well, you got to have guys on base in front of
you. Situation-based.
This team doesn't have guys on base in front of them.
Is there irony?
That's why it's shocking that Kwan even has 40 runs batted in.
Yeah. Is there
because
irony?
He's batting after that bottom of the order.
Is there irony in this that, as some people will say, the Guardians are fried right now? It's over? I mean, that was a hard, long run.
Goodness.
And the irony is your worst hitter is Fry.
Which is a shame.
It bothers you. I think you take this personal.
No, I just... I mean, you're playing David, and it's been rough. You know, the guy's coming back from a big surgery.
Yeah.
And sorry, it apparently is affecting him. I just think that if you want to really try and win this, I'm throwing, for the most part, lefty-righty out the window. And I'm playing...
Hey, can we throw platooning out the window, too? Can we throw that out the window?
In certain situations. There's no reason that Kyle Manzardo should not be in the lineup every day.
Especially now.
Every day.
Especially now, right? Because yeah. Now you're starting to... You're underwater. Again, bad. It's getting worse. You're falling deeper into the ocean. 3.5 back. I kind of feel like it's going to sit the way it is right now. Dan, tell me if you agree with this. Jeff, you too, obviously.
Thanks.
That Boston, Seattle, and New York are going to grab the 3 wild card spots if they don't win their own division. It just feels that way, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean the Guardians can't come back. Andy, it's 3.5 games.
I don't know, man. They can't.
That's a good week.
But they're in such a weird spot that they can't afford 3-4 game losing streaks. They can't.
Well, no, but no
not
team
when you're
can.
Not when you're even 3.5 back in the wild card. They just no. Detroit can afford a 3-game losing streak, right? If you're leading the division, you can lead it. Now, all of a sudden, you know, as we sat here and talked what a week ago, you're like, 5 games out in the Central, huh? What's that now? 8.5.
Boston's
hitting the cover off the ball right now. Seattle's a complete team. I mean, they've been impressive.
They made a lot of additions at the trade deadline.
Yeah, made some additions, and I mean that starting pitching staff is nails. I mean, good golly, especially adding Jeremy Wu to that whole thing. Wow, that kid's come out of nowhere and has been awesome. So, I mean, Seattle's been legit. The Yanks, I think, are a little shakier. I don't know how complete that team is. Their starting pitching staff, after you get past Freed, gets a little hairy. So. And Rodon. Rodon's pitched well. And
they self-destruct. That team has a habit of self-destructing.
Right. And they brought in Devin Williams to be their closer, and they've now kicked Devin Williams back up into the setup role due to the fact that he was just meh and has not been good for them at all. So that's the one I would circle, would be the Yankee team. I think the Red Sox hit way too well, and I think Seattle is complete.
According to ESPN, the Guardians are at 14.9% chance of making the playoffs right now. Which would make them, everyone else seems to be in the 90s. If you're in the play, I mean, all the leaders are in the 90s. Man, Blue Jays are killing it, 99.5%. So, but you still got to win your series to move on in the playoffs. So they should get there. There's no question about it. I'm just curious your thoughts on the Guardians, folks, and whether, I mean, was this weekend the end of it? I have a feeling there's a lot of people raising the white flag after this weekend. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? I will reassess on Friday or Saturday and then kind of get that same feeling, because if you start dipping back.
You drop to 5 or 6 games out in the wild card, and you got a lot to climb. It is mid-August. Time to make a run.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, you got to do it now. I'm just looking at that. I mean, but they don't have to jump anyone to get to, and you know what I'm saying? The next spot is the wild card spot. My problem is that.
Yeah,
like,
but look at the teams right behind you.
But they're behind you. That's the beauty. You want to rip your rearview mirror off. Now you're looking for the Yankees. I'm just saying. Thoughts on the Guardians. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Baskin and Phelps, he's Jeff Phelps, I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. Tyvis Paul, you know and love him from the Browns Radio Network. And all the great work he does down in Columbus, too. He'll join us at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, so that's coming up in about 40 minutes. Also, we're going to talk about some stuff floating around with the Big Ten, and we'll get back into the Browns and a lot of other things. Right now, we're talking about the Guardians. What a rough weekend, man. 3.5 out of the wild card, 8.5 out of the Central. The rotation just doesn't feel as strong as it was. My question for you at 216-474-0092, do you think they're done? Do you think they're done? I don't think they're done. I still think there's life left. I think they just, yeah, you knew they were going to throw up a couple duds, right? You knew that this wasn't going to be, they're going to win every game and, you know, all kinds of magic for the rest of the summer, and that they were going to be able to win, and then they would win in heroic fashion. I think yesterday stings because they had it. You lose 10-1, you lose 10-1. And, you know, Slade Ciccone, not the kind of game that he's been throwing lately. And
the starting pitchers have had to be really good, Andy. And that's tough.
Every game.
Yeah, that's tough.
You know, he went 4 2/3, gave up 10 hits, 6 earned runs, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks in that 10-1 loss. That's and then you end up, you know, you got to use 3 guys out of the bullpen in that game. So now you're frying them a little bit more, and you're just in this situation right now. You just cannot afford to do that. You just can't. And I understand why Guardian fans were upset after the game yesterday. So what, you've lost your last three in a row, 4-5. You lost, what, 5 of your last 7 games. 5 of your last 7 games. Not good.
Andy, the team is still last in the major leagues in batting average and 26th in runs scored.
Arizona,
you're going to have trouble. That's just the way it is. How in the world is this team actually in contention for the wild card when they have the worst batting average in baseball?
Pitching.
And 26th in run scored.
And now all of a sudden it feels like...
And Kansas City's right there with them.
Well, the starters are just seem to be the last couple games. You take a look at who's taking the losses. You know, Ciccone, Cantillo took Saturday and Friday.
How about sending Joey Cantillo down? It's interesting. Thought he's pitched pretty well. I like him.
Yeah, I think he's pitched pretty well, too. Tommy's in Independence. Tommy, how are you?
What's up, Tommy?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. Kind of bummed out about the Guardians. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm not counting them out yet, though. Every time we do, they always have a surprise for us. So, no, I'm not counting them out yet. But
can't do that.
Jeff, you're my boy, but I got a slight bone to pick with you.
Get him! Sick him, Tiger.
you said that, you know, no significant investment made at the trade deadline, and the Guardians front office agreed with you on that. But two things. We were so close last year, and then Jeff, and I'm not talking about Chernoff or Antonetti. They're only doing, you know, with funds they're given, which is minimal. I think they've been great. But when's it going to be time, Jeff, for ownership to step up? I know you don't like hearing that. I know you've gotten in arguments with other callers about that. But when is it going to be time, Jeff? It's time, and you know what? I hate to say this. If it's not time, sell the team outright.
Well, you do know what's going on behind the scenes, right?
I do know what's going on behind the scenes. That's taken a long time, but I mean,
well, they knew when the minority group came in, they knew that this was going to take a little bit of time. They get a little bit more every year, and then they'll have the option to go over 50% here if they want to take it. So,
but even so, we were so close last year. I mean, why not make a little bit of an investment? I don't get how they do business sometimes. I do, but I don't. I see how other teams are struggling with horrible contracts. I do get that. But I mean, we were so close last year, man. Seriously, instead of, like, you know, getting rid of Naylor, could have kept him. That's just my opinion. We need bats.
Tommy, I couldn't agree with you more on Naylor. I was surprised at the approach they took this offseason. I didn't get it. I just don't think that this team's offense right now was worth an investment at the trade deadline.
I also don't think Naylor was about the money either, because they brought Santana in at a higher rate. Right. It was something which is
weird, Andy.
And as we've said a thousand times, something went sideways to make you think something's not right.
Keep in mind, Tommy, they actually, and I don't get it, Tommy, neither does Andy. Why would you bring in Santana and pay him more money than you're going to have to pay Naylor
at this point
of their careers, yeah. Josh is a better hitter.
And we're sitting around talking about him being a gold glove first baseman. Like, okay, I get your selling point, but
it doesn't make sense. Like you said, Andy, I'm sure it was a clubhouse issue. You could see kind of the attitude sometimes. But you know what? It is what it is, and I'm going to still root for them, and I still think we have a little bit of a chance. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Tommy, thank you.
Tommy in Independence. A little bit of a chance.
Do I wish the ownership spent a lot more money? Sure, we all do.
Are we really going down this money road?
No, we're not, but I'm going to answer what Tommy said.
Okay.
We all wish they did. They don't. This is the way this team operates. They operate on a budget. Dick Jacobs did the same thing. And they had some really good teams when Dick Jacobs owned the team and John Hart was having to deal with a budget. And they've had some really good teams with the Dolan ownership when Mark Shapiro and Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff have had to deal with a budget. I'm not going to tell a billionaire how to spend his money, or a millionaire, or owner of a team, whatever you want to call him. But I sure, Tommy, I wish they spent more money, but they don't. It doesn't mean I still can't enjoy the team, because I do.
I also don't know that if David Blitzer and Matt Colick, if those guys take over the team and they push over 50% to take over the team, do we know that they're going to want to spend more money either? I'm not sure. I got to look up where the Devils' payroll is, but I mean, Philadelphia, the 76ers aren't scared to spend money, are they? I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. I don't normally think of big financial issues going on with the Sixers. They've got that.
There's stuff called salary caps and things, Andy. That's the difference in this game.
No, that's true too. But does Crystal Palace spend any money?
They'll hang. They'll be mid-table probably when it's all said and done.
Better than Randy Lerner as a owner?
I don't remember how those Villa teams did. I remember Brad Friedel being on those Villa teams. But
yeah,
I mean, they'll spend. They'll hang. The 76ers spend without question.
Are we going to be mad if they come in here and don't spend, if Blitzer does take over the team and they spend money, are we going to sit around and go, oh, all he cares about is Crystal Palace?
Everybody hates their ownership until they win a title, and then they love their ownership for a month until they trade their favorite player, and then they hate their ownership again.
Yeah, that's how it goes. It's kind of a fair assessment.
I mean, think of like Dan Gilbert. I mean, goodness, everybody loved Dan Gilbert until all of a sudden the team had to be taken apart, and then everybody hated Dan Gilbert, and then there were rumblings of him not spending money, and now all of a sudden everybody's okay with Dan Gilbert again.
I don't know that Dan ever went through that period where folks weren't happy with his ownership.
There were people who were talking about being grumpy about
that him. Letter thing was not a good move.
Yeah, there were people.
The
who
Comic
were
Sans letter
Gilbert.
Was not a good move.
I actually think it was at the time because I felt that
it was to the season ticket holders at the time. Or
Heath, I thought Cav fans thought that he had their back on that. Now I thought the idea was the letter was a terrible idea. Wasn't a good look. But I think a lot of Cav fans thought, good, he has our back.
He did put Comic Sans on the map, let's be honest. I mean, how many of us were using Comic Sans as a font until they decided
to
send that out?
How many of us even knew what it was? Not me.
Why? I wonder why he said.
I don't know.
I'll always find that fascinating.
Bottom line, spending money in baseball does not guarantee a winning team. But it sure helps. I'd still rather have good baseball decisions. The ideal situation is to have a organization that makes very good business or baseball decisions while spending money. We don't have that here.
You need both.
Where are we with the rotation then right now? What do you think, guys?
Well, you have a young rotation that I think, Andy, looks really good for the future, but for the present, our guy Slade Ciccone hasn't been as sharp.
Last couple outings.
Gavin Williams goes out today again.
Oh, please don't make us sit here and say, oh, he threw too many pitches in that.
Well, he did. And then, I was afraid. I think Dan was afraid. All right, let's see how he bounces back after 126 pitches, and he didn't throw very well. So hopefully he's rested up and is good to go tonight, and we can put all that behind us. But if he goes out, Andy, and isn't good tonight, what are we going to be talking about tomorrow? It's like, uh-oh.
I think we're already uh-oh right now.
No, you can't be uh-oh after one start.
No, I mean about the team in general. You're right. You can't be. You're right. I get it. Nah. Oh, man, it's just bummer because you were hoping that this team was going to go.
I mean, there's no uh-oh either. Like, and maybe I'm the weirdo on all of this stuff. There's no uh-oh even on another bad start that follows it because it's like, oh, yeah, pitcher had two bad starts. Okay, if that happens. Like, I feel the same way about Slade Ciccone. It's like, okay, guy had a bad outing.
Exactly. Like, that's exactly
baseball's
right.
Baseball's a weird sport.
But Gavin's really been pitching well this year.
Right.
And
Averages are averages.
My hope is that, he comes out and just throws a nice game tonight and goes about 90 pitches. And, you know, pitch counts are real. That's a real deal.
Give me 6 innings of 2-run ball and I'll be over the moon.
Give me 6 innings of 3-run ball.
I'll be over the
moon.
Make
it a quality start.
I'm okay with it.
That's all you need.
That's the thing with this. Like, I can't freak out about pitching.
I'll take 5. Just watch the pitch count. If you can, you know, if you can get through 6 and throw about 90, I'll bet you he does not throw anywhere near 100 pitches again unless they have a game where they have to win to get to the postseason.
Or he's close to another no-hitter.
Wow, that's good.
Corey, Akron. Hi, Corey.
Hello, Corey.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just, you had commented about Carlos Santana, a few minutes ago, and I have, some connection with the ball club, and basically I asked the same question, why even sign him to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
And I was told the only reason they signed Carlos Santana is because Hosey was absolutely unhappy is the lightest term I could use on the radio about the trade of Jimenez, and that he and Carlos Santana are good buddies, and that was an olive branch to Hosey to keep him happy, and that's the only reason he's here, and that's the only reason he didn't get traded at the deadline.
So, and you're saying that Naylor had nothing to do with it, because the story seems to be that things went sideways in the clubhouse with Naylor. So were they thinking about letting Naylor go, and then is that where you're going with this, or?
Yeah, I think the Naylor thing had nothing to do with play. It was what they asked him to do with his body, and
right,
it just wasn't happening.
Hmm. Interesting. All right, well, hey Corey, good stuff. Thanks for you got any other stuff for us? Got any more?
That's all I got.
Spill the tea, baby. Tell it to us. Let's know. Thank you, Corey in Akron, giving us some CIA kind of information.
I think that was real clear.
Yeah,
you know, Andrés Giménez and Jose were pretty tight, and you trade him right when he's, you know, due to start getting paid, which I understood, because Toronto's not going to be real happy if Andrés isn't hitting the ball and he's making 20-some million a year, even as good as he is with a glove. But he and Jose are good buddies and liked being teammates, and we all know Carlos Santana and Jose always had a great relationship when they played together.
Yeah. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. We're going to talk about Ohio State when we come back, or the Big Ten in particular, and this idea of a 2018 playoff. A 2018 playoff. Does that sound right? Plus, I think we need to grind our gears on a couple things, too. We'll do that as well. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, Tyvis Powell, 1 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Big Ten working on a 28 or 24 team playoff to figure out that, and it would replace championship games. A story that kind of broke over the weekend, and a lot of folks talking about that. We're going to get to that in a second. Also, want to remind you that Tyvis Powell, our good friend from the pregame show on the Browns Radio Network and the postgame show from the Browns Radio Network. So he works with me before the game and then Jeff after the game. He's going to join us at 1 o'clock. I have to ask you guys a question. So over the weekend, we moved our daughter back to college. And this first time she's in kind of in a house with some other friends. And
well, you don't sound so enthused.
Well, it's not that I'm not enthused. I'm excited for her. I mean, it's just that whole... you know, rite of passage kind of thing. And I'll be honest with you, I'm totally bummed out about it. But The thing that was hitting me over the weekend, and I just don't get it, and I don't understand it, and maybe because I never once thought about it as a kid, because I don't think I had one, is a headboard on a bed. You got to help me. Like, am I nuts? Does a bed need to have a headboard? Yes or no? And what is the purpose of a headboard? Like, I was sitting here and I was putting this thing together. We had ordered it. They brought it in.
Dan.
They shipped it to the wrong place. They brought it back.
Sounds like Mrs. Baskin wanted a headboard for the kid, and Andy thought, "Well, it's not only, I mean,
like, all of our beds do." And it's just like, I don't know that I ever had one before we got married. I'll be honest.
You were a bachelor and you live like that.
Yeah, I never cared. And I don't even know if my parents had one. I don't think they.
The key to good sleep, Andy, is not a headboard.
Someone has got to help me with this. Like, what is the
It looks nice.
It's all looks, right? There's nothing more to it than looks. Help me. Necessary thing or not. It
keeps the mattresses from moving around.
A headboard. No, I never had a mattress problem ever.
I was wondering if it kept your pillow from falling on the floor.
Is that why headboards exist? Because I don't get it.
No, it looks nice.
I mean, I think that's the only useful thing I can think of a headboard. It keeps the, you know.
It looks nice.
The pillow from falling on the floor.
And, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm trying to figure out how I'm putting it together.
And plus, there can still fall on the floor.
And I will say this. The only thing about the headboard is it's not that hard to attach to the frame. It's easy. Like, it's one of those easy things. Because the other thing I had to put together this weekend was a shoe thing for the closet. And I'm not kidding you. Oh, between that and a dresser. She also got a dresser. And I put that together, too, with the help of her boyfriend, who did a great job. He was awesome on that.
Nice job.
But, I don't think there's anything more frustrating than ordering something online or buying something, saying, oh, man, this looks great, right? Looks great. Mm-hmm. Want to get it. And then you open the box, and there's 50,000 pieces in it, and you're trying to figure out how to put these things together, and you're on page one, and then all of a sudden I'm sitting in this room that's tiny, and my knees are starting to hurt. I can't move. And like this was worse than I cannot remember.
Your little girl.
I played
went
hockey,
back to college,
football, basketball, baseball. I played everything. I don't ever remember being as sore as I was on Sunday or Saturday after I had put that thing together.
Quit whining.
Those.
Come on, man. Just do your thing. Go be a good dad.
A good dad. I'm not complaining about it.
What are you doing now?
Well, here's what I'm complaining about. The headboard thing to me is absolutely stupid. I don't know why we have one.
I don't understand it either. It's kind of one of those things I just stomach and deal with. It's like, okay, it's here, fine. Especially if Jeff's telling me it doesn't keep my pillow from falling on the ground.
Well, what is the purpose of a headboard?
It looks good, guys.
It's all about looks?
Yes.
That's the whole reason why.
As far as I know.
I sleep in it. Trust me, the aesthetics go downhill the minute you put me in there.
So you're saying that the headboards are superficial? Is that what you're saying? Well, that there's just something that...
Well, isn't in life, Andy?
Good conversation,
food,
Jeff.
Food and drink.
Now, the furniture and all that stuff, that's just adult Legos. There's like two people in this
world. It's brutal.
There are two groups of people in this world. There are people like us who look at these things and go, why in God's green earth am I trying to figure out what part B is and part F needs to go in there and I can't find it? And do I have enough of these Doyle or whatever the hell they're called things to shove in there? And then there's the group of people who are like, yay, Legos, I can put this together. And those people should open a business where they build that stuff for people like us so we don't have to deal with it. Because trust me, 5 minutes into building those things, I'm getting the duct tape.
I'm telling you, Jeff, I'm just not
we passed each other on Saturday as you were leaving after doing pregame and I was coming
in. Yes.
And Browns are getting ready to play. Right?
Yeah.
Game time.
Yeah.
Andy walks up to me and he says, oh my God, I had to put this stuff together for my daughter and I'm just sore everywhere. See you, dude.
I couldn't move. Yeah. And then you know the worst part about it? So we have a little bit of walk from where we park, right?
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, I got to go. I'm tight. I just don't feel good. And so I walk all the way to the car. And what did I do? Dan, tell him.
I know what you did.
Tell him what I did.
I don't know. What'd you do?
You know, because you handed them to me.
I forgot his keys.
I left my keys here.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So on top of that, having to put all that stuff together, now all of a sudden I got to walk another 6 miles back from the parking lot.
Well, you worked it out.
I'm just saying, man. I don't understand headboards. The 1,000 pieces, can it be easier? There's got to be an easier way than the 1,000 pieces that come when you're trying to build something.
It's a great idea. Somebody on should go on the line and start a business where we will show up and build your furniture for you.
I'm sure that
make
exists.
A killing.
Don't you think?
Again, for it's people a great, like
it's a great college business, I would
for
think.
For people like me who are like, you know, just give me the hammer and the nails. I can't do this, or just get the duct tape. This is gonna drive me to insanity.
The other part of the, like when you're trying to build a dresser is sometimes you like I notice that the front of it always has paint on it. The back of it is that garbage
pressed wood
stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you make a mistake, now all of a sudden you're chipping it and you're like, oh, this thing's a mess. Matt, do you feel my pain? Matt, tell me you feel my pain, brother.
Hi, Matt.
Do you feel it?
Yes. Not necessarily from college, because I went to a college where, shockingly, like a lot of the beds and stuff were in there. I don't know if it's like an apartment.
Yeah, it's an apartment. That's why. It wasn't the dorms.
Yeah, I was going to say, where I went to college, shockingly, it was campus-owned, so a lot of the bedding and stuff, we've had to, you know, spring in, you know, pillows and pads if we wanted them, but
yeah,
maybe I'm wrong on this, but I'm going to assume that that bed, based on the 1,000-piece description, was from a certain four-letter store in Polaris.
I don't think it was.
Or Pittsburgh.
Good call, though. Good call on that. And well said. Excellent.
No, yeah. Like that was, I remember, the biggest issue my freshman year. We basically had to, we had bunk beds, or you had beds that were side by side. And you could either loft them, like stack them on top of each other, like bunk beds.
Yeah.
And the worst part about it, especially as a guy, was the community bathrooms. Like, it was literally, you know, 40, 50 people trying to share one bathroom on a floor. That was the most unpleasant part of the college experience, I feel like.
All right, Matt, thank you. All right, well.
It is interesting.
Thanks. He felt my pain a little bit.
It is interesting how everything can be put together with an Allen wrench.
It is amazing. And only the Allen wrench they give you. Big Ten working on, you know, college football playoff fans. Let's get back into sports. 28-24 teams.
Why did you mumble that?
Because I felt that I needed the transition.
Back into sports.
I needed the transition. Like, you just jump right into it. You don't care. Like, we could be sitting here talking about Sonny in Philadelphia, and we'd be like, so you don't want to cut. Hey, you know, the Big Ten is working on a supersized potential college football playoff format that could at least double the current 12-team field and convert conference championship weekend into an expansive first round, according to multiple people who have been briefed on the concept. This is from Ralph Russo's story in the New York Times or The Athletic. The idea for the tournament with as many as 28 teams is just that. It's just that. It's an idea, and it was presented to the Big Ten athletic directors for the first time last week, one source says. What do you think?
It's the next step toward the super conference.
I like this idea because I'm not a big fan of the conference championships. I like this idea because it actually makes the regular season meaningful again.
Next step toward the super conference with relegation.
I don't know if they're going to do relegation. There's too much money on the line. Could you imagine?
All the more reason to do relegation.
What do you think, Dan?
You will never talk an American sports league into relegation and promotion. It'll never happen. Sadly.
Money might make it happen.
Good luck, because what you're going to have to do is look at them and go, hey, you're going to make this amount of money, and let's say your quarterback gets hurt, you're going to make far less money next year if that happens. It's the same reason why you're just never going to see it. I wish they would. It's the way to do it. It's the most pressure you'll ever get on an organization to make sure their product is high quality, is to look at them and go, well, by the way, financially, you're going to take a bath if you're not winning.
Right.
I mean, I'm with you. It's what should happen. But it's not going to happen. Now, this 24 whatever team thing, this is
28.
This is garbage. What do we do?
But if we get rid of it, but if you get rid of the conference championships, it's not garbage. I don't think it's garbage.
We are getting closer and closer to Mike Leach's borderline joke argument of going, why don't we just put everybody in? Let's just put 100 and some odd in at this point.
But this is what it comes down to. Can the conferences make more money?
Yes.
By joining this tournament style and getting rid of the conference championship game, or do they make more money if they do their conference championship game?
See, I think the conference championship game gets you something. It needs to mean something due to the... Then why even have the conferences? If that's the case, then Jeff's right, and we should just dump this into two 50-team conferences and call it a day.
Yeah, but they're not going to because of television. It's just not going to happen. That's not happening. Correct. So,
because you would have to look at, you know, these schools and go, hey, by the way, you're going to lose a whole bunch of money. But the problem that I have with it is you're going to let everybody in. You're letting all of the 28 teams. I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, that's not a playoff.
No, that's just throwing in a ton of teams.
Yeah, that's just... That's basically just walking up and going, yes, you know what's better than money? More money.
Almost half of the NCAA basketball tournament field.
And at some point, guys, you're going to run into oversaturation where people are just going to go, I don't care. It's going to turn into the first four of the NCAA tournament in Dayton.
Where everybody's like, I don't know. You're talking about, you know, 14 home sites. And I'm telling you, I'd rather see a playoff game at a home site week one of the playoffs than these championship games.
Yeah, but what if you're the number one team in the country?
And then you play the number 28 team.
I would assume there are buys in this, though.
I think you're right. Well, that's why you get 28 or 24.
Yeah, 28's not the right number for to not have buys, so you have to have some buys.
Tyvis Powell, Jeff, our good friend, he's going to join us next.
Good. 216-474.
Tyvis, doesn't matter. 216-474-0092. That's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.